On a sunny spring afternoon on Main Street in Siloam Springs, a group of children participates in an arts and crafts activity. The kids are involved in an after-school program organized by and located at Ability Tree, a nonprofit working with special needs children and their families. Of the 10 or so children in the Bright Room, about half have a disability. The other half are their siblings. Two of the kids are the offspring of Ability Tree founder and CEO Joe Butler. His son Micah, now 11, was first diagnosed with developmental disabilities at 9 months old. At that time, he and his wife Jen also had a daughter, Hannah. Joe was working full-time and in school.
And so the brunt of the, caregiving was on Jen, and it was difficult. She had a toddler and a newborn who wasn't sleeping and who wasn't able to keep his food down. And so it just was... when we came to embrace Micah as just a gift, as a child with a purpose, we realized that our life mission was to reach out to other families like our own.
Although there are over 54 million Americans dealing with a disability, many are ignored by their communities, their families finding it difficult to cope and to feel accepted. At 2.5, Micah had a severe seizure. Diagnosed with cerebral palsy, he didn't walk until he was 4. Jen remembers how difficult it was to raise her family without any support from people in her area.
I just kind of began to feel like I'm alone in this and I don't have anybody to talk to. Nobody understands. Nobody's willing to help me even get places. I remember when we had our third daughter, Clara, I couldn't carry a 4-year-old and a baby car seat to go somewhere to even get to the car. And we had stairs, so I couldn't put him in a stroller to get to the car and just all these obstacles. But nobody would help me. And nobody, even if I asked, they looked at me like, well, why don't you just do this? And just feeling like, if I feel like this, there are other parents that have children with even more severe disabilities than I am dealing with. How are their needs being met? They're alone, too.
And so they decided to see how others were living. The Butlers packed up their family, traveling for 26 months as U.S. missionaries, raising funds, reaching out to those in the special needs community, and sharing their story with congregations. That's where they met a pastor with a 22-year-old daughter with spina bifida, and the idea for a disability outreach center was born. Somewhere along the way, they connected with Josh and Stacy Allen of Allen's Incorporated, perhaps better known as Allen's Canning.
They basically talked to us and said, hey, if you're going to do this thing, you should probably move to Northwest Arkansas. And we prayed about it, and we considered all the options, and we'd never thought about moving to Arkansas.
But seeing a need in the Siloam Springs community, they did move to Arkansas, opening the first Ability Tree Center in the fall of last year. The name focuses on how all individuals have abilities, regardless of their disability. And while Jen does like trees, a tree also has strong roots, branching out in all directions, and exhibits change throughout the various seasons. Again, the kids here this afternoon are part of an after-school program. Monday through Thursday, they are transported by the school district to the center. The week's activities are centered around a theme. This week's theme, the letter A.
What?
Are you making an apple?
The prize!
Yes!
Kalia, what does apple start with?
A.
A, good job. We actually have Allen's, one of their 18-wheelers coming tomorrow, and one of their representatives starts with an A. So we want to reinforce that A theme, and they're going to talk about vegetables and let them see the truck and tour the truck. And today they're making a craft. They're making an apple. They did... watched Alvin and the Chipmunks yesterday, and they did another.
Unlike other organizations, Ability Tree involves the siblings of the special needs kids. Nobody feels left out, and siblings are able to meet others like them. Also, parents can get a much-needed respite. On the fourth Friday night of each month, there is a respite night. Parents can drop off their kids and get some much-needed alone time. Brandy Bollinger and her husband have a 10-year-old son with autism. On the Friday night respites, they drop him off along with their three other kids.
My husband and I go out to dinner. That's our sushi night. You know, we may go shopping. You know, that gives us an opportunity to go and get a few things done that we're just not able to do when we have, you know, all of the kids. And it is, it's just a time for us to just be parents, to kind of refresh, recharge, and then we come pick them up, and you know, they've had an absolute blast. They're worn out, they're tired, and it's time to go home.
Living in Gentry, the nearest support was in Fayetteville, too far for the family to travel. Brandy says that prior to Ability Tree, she felt alone and was clueless that anything like this existed. The program has supplemented what her son was getting in school, allowing him to develop important socialization skills. With over 20 kids participating in these Friday night respites, volunteers play an important role in the organization. Lindsay Taylor is one of many volunteers.
The biggest thing that I've seen is really just the rest that the parents get from it. I volunteer one day a week in the afternoon during the after-school program, and then also the Friday night respite nights that they do. And so in both circumstances, you just hear comments from parents about, I was able to go to the grocery and not have to take all my kids with me. I was able to go to this meeting after work that I don't normally get to go to because I have to go home and take care of my kids. And so it's giving them the ability to do what they need to do. And then we just come and we just have fun and we play with them. And, you know, I didn't have to have any special training. It's just you have fun. And so there's that side of it where it helps the parents, but then I think it also helps the volunteers, too. I mean, it changes our perspective of what a disability is and teaches us that just because someone has a disability doesn't mean that you have to treat them any differently.
She mentioned REST. REST is what Ability Tree and the Ability Center revolve around. It's also an acronym for Recreation, Education, Support, and Training, not just for families, but also for the community that they are in. Joe Butler explains.
And we also want to help train churches, businesses, other organizations how to include individuals and families with disabilities into their programs, help them to focus their products on families that are impacted by disability and things like that. So just bring about a community awareness that everybody has ability.
The Ability Center's location on Main Street in downtown Siloam Springs is not by chance. Part of the mission of Ability Tree is to bring these programs to Main Street USA towns across the country.
This is our model Ability Center here in Northwest Arkansas. And it's been a great marriage with the community of Siloam because we have John Brown University, we have U of A, which is close by. We've helped to renovate a existing vacant building and revitalize the community while reaching out to families. And so that concept sort of clicked, like, hey, this works. There's a lot of vacant buildings on main streets across the U.S. And so let's look for those buildings that are vacant and renovate those while reaching out to families.
Involving families and involving their entire family. All three of the Butler's children are present this afternoon. Hannah, 13, Micah, 11, and Clara, she's 8.
If we just had a normal brother and he wasn't diagnosed with, you know, what he has right now, then we wouldn't have Ability Tree and we wouldn't come here after school. We wouldn't have the art programs and we wouldn't have all the camp stuff and we wouldn't really have the business. And so if it wasn't for Micah, then it wouldn't be here. So I was kind of glad to have a brother like that.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.